Daniel 2, Reading 5, The Interpretation of the Dream. The summary of the internal sense says, first, the word will be taught there according to truths of doctrine drawn from it. Afterward, the church will prevail not from spiritual good, but from natural good. Finally, all good and truth will be changed by adulterations into evil and falsity, prevailing only through civil diabolic power. Verse 35, then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were broken to pieces together, and became as the chaff from the summer threshing floors, and the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great rock, and filled the whole earth. Question, what causes the breakdown and end of the church in a culture or in an individual? True Christian Religion 754 says, the church is consummated, or comes to an end, by various means, especially by such things as cause falsity to appear to be truth. When falsity appears to be truth, good that is essentially good, such as is called spiritual good, is no longer possible. The good that is then believed to be good is merely natural good, such as is brought forth by a moral life. The chief cause of the consummation of truth and of good, along with it, is the two natural loves that are diametrically opposed to the two spiritual loves, and that are called love of self and love of the world. Love of self, when it is predominant, is the opposite of love to God, and love of the world, when it is predominant, is the opposite of love to the neighbor. Love of self is a wishing well to oneself alone, and not to any other except for the sake of self. And the same is true of love of the world. These loves, when they are fostered, spread like gangrene through the body, gradually destroying every part of it. What then follows but that such a man will regard himself as God and the world as heaven, and will pervert all the truth of the church? For it is impossible for the merely natural man to recognize and acknowledge real truth, which is truth in itself. Nor can such truth be given him by God, because it falls into what is upside down to it, and becomes falsity. Besides these two loves, there are still other causes of the consummation of truth and good, and consequently of the church, but those causes are secondary and subordinate to these two. The next passage speaks of the difference between spiritual good and merely moral good. What kind of good motives and deeds lead to heaven, and what kind do not? Arcana Celestia 6208. There are quite a number of people who are endowed by heredity with natural good, as a result of which they delight in doing good to others. But since they do not, since they have not adopted from the Lord, that is, from the Word, from the teaching of the Church, or from the religion they belong to, any principles about the doing of good on account of those teachings, they have also been unable to have any conscience conferred on them. For conscience is not the product of natural or hereditary good, but of teaching regarding what is true and good, and of a life based on that teaching. When people like these come into the next life, they are amazed that they are not received into heaven. They say that they have lived a good life, but they are told that a good life, which is the outcome of natural or hereditary disposition, is not a good life. A good life comes instead out of teaching regarding what is good and true, and out of a life based on that teaching. Through such teaching and life, they are told, people have principles stamped on their character regarding what is true and good, and receive a conscience, which is the base laid down for heaven to flow into. So that those who are told these things may know they are true, they are sent to different communities. where they allow themselves to be misled into all kinds of evil solely through reasonings and consequent false persuasions that things which are evil are good, and those which are good are evil. They are thus swayed by those arguments wherever they go, and are borne around like straws in the wind, for they have no principles, no base laid down, into which the angels can operate and guide them away from the wicked. Questions. How can we tell if falsity is appearing as truth in our church or in ourselves? Why is the good we do merely moral good and not spiritual good, and thus not really good, if falsities are being accepted as truths? What is spiritual good? How can we tell whether love of self or love of the world is ruling us instead of love of the Lord and love toward the neighbor? These loves spread like gangrene. How can we be saved from them? What are some steps we can take so that we may have a conscience formed of principles stamped on our character, which allows heaven's influence to guide us?